Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. Well, tomorrow's Mother's Day, a day set aside to honor those women who have invested their hearts and lives into making us the people that we are today. So if you haven't gotten your mother a little something yet, today is the day. Wait no longer. You have been reminded.
That's right.
So, Bruce, what are we going to talk about today? I'm assuming mothers.
Yeah, that's a good assumption. That makes sense.
Well, that does make sense. But, you know, Bruce, I was wondering, in light of the fact that your mom just passed away a few weeks ago, I thought that subject might be a little too tender to talk about.
Well, and I appreciate your thoughtfulness there, Cap. And mom did go home to be with the Lord Saturday, the 17th of April, and it is a tender time, but it's a great time to talk about it because I've been thinking a lot about the legacy that my mother left to me, but you've been there too.
Yes, I can remember thinking a lot about my mom that first Mother's Day as well after she passed away. But we need to remember to show our love and appreciation for them while they're still here to receive it.
That's right.
But what kind of thoughts are you thinking about now?
Well, mom's legacy can be summed up in Deuteronomy 6. You know, she loved God with all of her heart, soul, mind, and strength, and there's nothing more that she wanted than for all three of her sons to do the same thing. And thinking about my spiritual story, I couldn't help but think a little bit about some parallels between Eunice, the mother of Timothy, and my mom.
Well, what kind of parallels did you see?
Well, the first thing she did was to instill a love for Scripture into our lives when we were just little. You know, mom was a great initiator of these times in the spiritual life of our family. We'd have regular Bible readings after dinner and devos before bed, and these times when the Scripture was read into our lives. And mom was also great at quoting the Bible as the standard of punishment. You know, before I spank you, I want you to hear the Word of God as to why you need to be the way you need to be.
Right. Kind of the old beating with the 25-pound Scofield that you always talk
about. Yeah, that's right, that big heavy book. And I want to make sure everybody understands, she didn't spank me with the Bible, she just pronounced judgment with it. You know, the Word of the Lord before the sword of the Lord.
Well, Bruce, that was the first ingredient of her legacy, that she saturated you in the Word, but what other ingredients did you see?
Well, she modeled a genuine faith. Both she and Dad lived their Christian faith in front of us well, and we saw faithfulness to the Lord, to each other, and to us as kids. And, you know, Paul says of the faith of Eunice that it was a living faith that she gave to Timothy, and my mom's faith was alive, and it's still living in me. And so she not only gave me a physical life, but she gave me some spiritual life.
So you might say a godly mother will instill a love for the Word of God and the lives of her children, as well as model an authentic faith in front of her children.
That's right.
What other things did you see in your mom's legacy?
Well, as I alluded to earlier, mom was the initiator of most of the spiritual input into our lives as kids, and Dad backed her every time, but he didn't really initiate, so she was the driving force. And that reminds me that many moms who might be listening here today could be single moms, either without husbands or fathers physically present within their homes, or maybe their husbands are spiritually absent, emotionally absent, even though they're living under the same roof with her and her children. But, you know, the good news is, Mom, that you can do it. Eunice raised Timothy, a man who turned out to be quite a man of God, with no support from her husband at all, Timothy's father.
Well, I imagine that your mom got you involved with other Christian men as well.
Well, that's a good observation. I went to church in utero, you know, and I went to the nursery and the Sunday school all the way up and had men teachers and youth group and had youth group sponsors and scouting. I was exposed to a lot of other godly men.
Well, any last thoughts, Bruce?
Well, my mom not only loved me enough to teach me God's word, but she and to model genuine faith, but she also loved her God enough to let him have me when he placed his call on my life. You know, I spent most of my adult life, Cap, geographically apart from my mom and dad, and serving the Lord in a number of different places far away from home that maybe I got home once a year, and she never made me feel guilty for leaving or serving. And, you know, that's come back into play in our own life, Karen and I now, with our youngest son going to Tennessee to serve the Lord. We don't see him that often.
Well, thank you, Bruce, for those reflections on moms today. And I hope we all have heard some things that we can be thanking our moms for tomorrow as we celebrate the impact that those God-given gifts that we call mom have been to us. But until next time, keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.